This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. Three decades of settling arguments like, is a hot dog a sandwich? You're welcome. And now back to Rad Radio.
Got this email, RAD at radradio.com, from Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Talking yesterday and then again this morning early about, in the example we were talking about, Ozempic. But again, it's just human nature, usually based in a sense in a lack of self-confidence on the person who's saying it, where when you see someone who is doing better than you, you immediately assume that they've tricked the system, they've gained the system. Because whether it's success in business or something as vain as appearance, we do this. With Ozempic, we were talking about, Dawn brought up the point yesterday, there's people who go out and they lose weight without taking any medication. Whether that's the right way or the wrong way, who cares? Debate amongst yourselves on social media. But they go out, they jog, they change their diet, and everybody looks at them and says, oh, you took Ozempic. They're like, no. So I right away went to, yeah, but that's not new. Okay, you see a man or a woman who looks great in their 50s or 60s. Oh, you got work done. Like, no.
Oh, yeah, a little tweak there.
You know why?
A little injection there.
No. And they're like, no.
Mm-hmm. How did you become 50 and not have a wrinkle? And impossible.
Nobody will believe it. And you have to accept that. And you have to not care about that. Because in the end, it is really based in that person who's saying to themselves, well, I don't look that good, or my mom doesn't look that good, and so there's no way it can be possible.
Or you just want someone to be honest, and you think they're not. And that's rude and wrong, too, because they could actually, they're like, no, this is real. And you're like, just be honest. Yeah. I am.
I've said for years, especially on this show, the conversation stopper for me is when you accuse someone of lying. It's like, then why are we having the conversation? If everything I'm saying is not true, then why are we even talking?
Just know where they could go.
Daniel says, I struggle with comments from friends and family because they swear I must be at least dyeing my hair because it is still nearly completely black. And I'm 62.
Wow.
On one hand, it's a compliment, but it's frustrating to be seemingly called a liar. But I try to shrug it off because I know the fact is I do not and have not ever dyed my hair yet.
See, I know that to be possible, I think. And I wish my grandma Queenie was alive, because growing up, I was under the impression we don't even get gray hair in our family. Look at Grandma Queenie, because her hair was pitch black till the day she died. And she was in her late 80s. And I'm like, okay, we just don't have to dye our hair. And then you get older and you're like, okay, grandma's just not telling us, right? Like, because you get older.
You get jaded by the world.
Well, yeah, and you get older and you're like, okay, yeah, women her age have to. You start getting some grays. You're getting your hair colored. And so I'm like, okay, silly me. You had that impression as a kid. Talking to my oldest sister a few weeks ago, I said, isn't it funny how we thought Grandma Queenie just had naturally black hair? She's all, she did. I'm all, wait, what? She's like, she did. She never had to dye it. And I'm like, okay, wait, are you still thinking of when you were a kid and you haven't let that go? Or did you learn this in adulthood?
Right.
And she's convinced even in adulthood that's what she learned. So was Grandma Queenie pulling the wool over her eyes, or was this an actual thing?
And you won't know until the afterlife.
Exactly.
Yep. And I had something similar happen. I had great, great grandparents live in my life. So they all made it to 100, 101, 104. Whoa. And then I was like, oh, all my family lineage is going to last long. I'm going to be 100 when I die. I'm going to live to old age. God forbid something weird doesn't happen to me. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I have grandpa pass away at 61 from cancer. And I'm like, oh, no. No, oh, reality set in right there. I was like, there's still the option.
Oh,
the best things in life are free. We're going to help you pay some bills and fees. With Rob's Change. What I want. With Rob's Change. Make your best guess and estimate the calculation in Rob's Jar of Change. With Rob's Change. What I want. With Rob's Change.
I do love your youthful optimism, Kyle, because you go, oh no, there's still this outlier. Whereas, because I have the same issue with my family. My dad's 90 and spry and active. My mom's 83, same thing. My mom's mom went to 87. My dad's mom went to 99. But I'm hoping I'm hoping I get my dad's genetics, who died in his sleep at like 64 years old.
Oh.
See, so you hear it kind of like, oh no, I'm like, come on, baby.
Yes.
Take me.
Is that a cry for help?
I would be bummed. I would be bummed if on both sides of our family, people live to be 100 something. I'd be like, no. No, that wouldn't make
See,
me
that's
joyful.
Why you're going to be the outlier. You're going to live to 108.
And here's the thing that, and I don't want this to sound wrong. I love life and it's beautiful, but it, you know, I have no problems with Jesus taking me now, next year, 20 years, 30 years, who knows, whatever. But the men have died early on my father's side, but the women live. And on my mom's side, they all live long, right? Except my mother, right? She was 77, and her mom, like, she was close to 90. Grandma Queenie was like 89. So, but then I just found out one of the aunts passed at 70.
See?
So I was like, okay, this is averaging out.
Start to mimic her behavior as best you can. So we got the requested follow-up. After the Mega Bucket winner yesterday, Kalina won. Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator who wrote the clues, also wrote back, as she keeps tracks of winners and losers by gender in the pressure cooker, and said, hey, I know that Chris, the princess spreadsheeter in the gay area, bailed on us and doesn't participate daily in Win Rob's Change, but is he still keeping track of winners and losers by gender? Because I think the women are ahead now by a total amount, et cetera. So Chris called in. We got to chat with him a little bit yesterday while he was out walking his dogs instead of life coaching, which he's decided to pursue in addition to still spreadsheeting.
Well, I think the walking helps you life coach.
Yeah, well, it doesn't help the person you're supposed to be coaching. Apparently, he's got lots of free time, but that's for another time.
Lots of free time because he took a walk.
He could have been with a client instead.
So, well, you know, maybe this is his way of marketing, because he's already got to walk his dogs in the morning. So at that time, he puts on that shirt that says, I can life coach, ask me how.
He's always a walking billboard.
Exactly.
Okay. Chris wrote in and said, as requested by Michelle, since two of the last three rounds have been Mega Buckets, both of which have been won by females.
Hell yeah, go girls!
The women are, in fact, back in the lead in all categories of Win Rob's Change, yes, including it interrupting.
Did you? Exactly.
53% of winners have been women. Rachel's win a few rounds ago pulled the total prize money to be a dead heat, and then Kalina's win yesterday pulled the women way out in front. They're now in the lead if you do just total dollar value won by almost $2,300.
Can't argue with facts.
And I brought up the interesting fact that Michelle has written two of these Mega Buckets, and a woman has won both of them. And is there this connection between the way a woman's brain works and a man's brain's worked? And I immediately said, well, wait a minute. That doesn't make – does that work? Because I write – anytime Michelle's not doing it, I'm writing them.
And a woman's won.
And it's 50-50 that women have won. So I'm not sure. But I had posited the idea of should we have Chris do a round of male-based, you know, Win Rob's Change clues and see if a man wins. So he says, I agree with the hypothesis that the women's success in Mega Buckets with clues written by Michelle is entirely due to woman-brain synergy. Because there is that. That's not remotely debatable. There's man brain synergy. There's woman brain synergy.
I 100% believe in that. However.
Okay, I 100% believe in the sun. I mean, that's like provable.
But yeah, but however. Well, but there are people that'll deny what we just
said. Okay, they're idiots and they
said.
Have no place here.
Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah. I agree.
I'm sorry. You can't tell that. You can't deny things like gravity and have a conversation.
I will not try to include them because I agree. But anyway, I don't think he can 100% say what he just said, because women have won when you have written this.
Right.
So
no, I know. I understand that. But he does say, if Rob's open to it, I'd be happy to write a series of man clues featuring math, sports, and whiskey to help the men reclaim their rightful place at the top of Win Rob's Change Mountain.
So do you think that the women who win based off of men's clues are having their husbands or boyfriends or fathers helping them with their clues?
No, because they're not around.
There's no scientific way to prove these things.
So is he going to go back to giving us percentages and stuff too if he's going to write clues?
Yeah, I mean, he's got time to walk his dog, to go back and write this email.
Yeah,
not
clues.
Life coaching.
Mm-hmm. He forgot a couple things in the men's category. Number two in dirt.
So did did caller 18 to Win Rob's Change just hang up on us because we talked too long?
Oh no!
Because where'd they go?
Oh shoot!
Caller and caller 19's gone. We had a backup.
The backup. To the backup, we can try to get another caller.
Everybody,
the
they were all there?
Yeah, so they just both hung up. They must have thought that we were done already.
Maybe they thought, yeah, we missed it.
You were told you're caller 18. How can you?
It's been nine minutes.
We never played the game.
Maybe their break was over at work. Both of them individually.
We're going to snag the next caller in line. Just need a couple of seconds.
All right, call us on your 15 break, not your 10.
I'll go to this email from Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Because we were talking about ADHD vis-a-vis not just the traditional, you know, the way it's been kind of mischaracterized of the five-year-old that runs around because he can't pay attention in class, and so he's given Ritalin kind of thing. Or he could just be a five-year-old.
Yes.
ADHD is a very real thing. There's a way to test for it. Unfortunately, 95% of doctors don't. But it's also fun, if people don't take offense to it, to tell someone like Dawn or Brandon or Kyle. Dude, you clearly have a form of ADHD because you can't just, you know, stay. So we were talking about that, and then we started talking about lists, like to-do lists, prioritizing, compartmentalization. Mm. Cheryl wrote in and said, as one possibly ADHD kid to another, when I make a to-do list, I break it down into each step. Like number one, start the washer. Number two, fill the coffee pot with cleaning solution and run it. Number three, water the garden. Oh. Number four, switch laundry and start the next cycle. It helps me break down everything into each step I'm doing next,
wow.
And it always helps me stay on track.
Yeah, you got to make sure that you add the cleaning solution to the coffee pot and run it to check it four or five times after you've run it just to make sure that you've gotten all the soap out.
So now we're adding an OCD to ADHD?
That's me.
So what is it when you're stressed? Because that's when I notice my ADHD kicks in the most. It's like I can't keep my I'll focus on a task, and then my mind thinks about whatever's distracting me that I'm stressed about, and then I start handling things based on what I'm stressed about, and I forget what's going on in real life, and then you're causing this big old circle of chaos, and then once that issue's resolved, then you can focus and everything's fine.
That just sounds like life.
Okay.
Yeah. It does.
Okay, good. Absolutely. Makes you feel better.
It sounds like life when that's how we cope in the moment.
Right.
Or when it's happening. But
all right.
So the girl that wrote the email, I oh my God, I can relate to, I did all that in my 20s, and she just gave me a moment to remember. Now I just write laundry, but I used to do the step by step how she's doing, and not that she has to progress to there, but it just made me go, my God, I used to write down the steps too. Coffee pot out, filter, whatever.
Literally, whatever works.
Well, Dawn, you have to write in shorthand now because you're the arthritis in the bones in the carpal tunnels.
We have a caller for Win Rob's Change. All right, Greg. Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
All right, we have had one guess and one clue. If somehow you know the correct answer, you win it. What is your guess?
$1,953.47.
What? $1,900.
I don't think he's seen the new picture.
Well, maybe he's zoomed in too far.
Wait, $1,950. Say it again.
195347.
195347. I mean, That doesn't violate the only clue given yesterday.
Not.
Although, if you look at the bucket and the fact that not only the picture that's posted on social media, radradio.com, that we're referring to this as a non-mega bucket, it's kind of an asinine guess. I'm not gonna say it's an invalid guess and not give a clue. It's just kind of ridiculous.
Maybe there's dollar bill pieces in that change.
Clue number two, sure. I guess you could be guessing that. Clue number two. There is no zero in the final correct answer. So we gave you one clue yesterday at 9:30. Now your second clue is there is no zero in the final correct answer. We will give you another chance to win Rob's Change this morning at 9:30. All right, back to the emails. We got this question from Christopher.
Hi, Christopher.
Says, Rob, and he's talking about how prior to me eliminating alcohol for now, I don't know for how long, from my consumption level, I've replaced it with an appetite, and then suddenly there was this change on Friday.
Boo!
Where what my doctor said would happen just happened out of nowhere. I didn't plan it. I kind of stabilized back to, no, I don't really, I mean, I'll eat. I need to eat. I want to eat, but it's not like endless cravings or these huge portions.
I went out and had a burger. This is Rob, and he really did, and I didn't finish it. Now we're back to old Rob. Boo.
Didn't take it home for leftovers.
My God.
Boo. Good for you.
Did you eat again when you got home?
No. Not until dinner, and then that was very small.
Yes.
I ate more than before, But I didn't finish the burger, for
it's
example.
It's not the fun stories anymore, it doesn't sound like.
You didn't fill up on a soda or a milkshake or anything either?
No, just had one Arnold Palmer through
Son
the whole lunch, that kind
of
thing.
Delicious.
And again, you know, yesterday I was thinking about it, and I wasn't, I was actually, you know, thinking, am I hungry? I'm like, no, I'm not hungry. I just went all day and then had literally a big slice of pizza for dinner. So, you know, whatever's happening is happening. I don't know, but we've had fun with the weight gain, and we'll see. I go tomorrow, actually, to see my doctor, and I'll get away. And I wouldn't be surprised if the weight's up from the last trip, but the appetite is stabilizing, it looks
okay,
like.
Okay, couple things. Your poor pretzel bags, they must miss you.
Yes.
Because every night,
they do.
Right? And the mustard.
Well, and I went so far as to get backup bags, you know, because I didn't want to ever run out, and now I've got all these poor pretzels are looking at me like, what did we do?
You're my one girlfriend I've talked about before. I've mentioned a few times over the years that when she got pregnant with her second child, she would go and get whatever it was she was craving. She would buy a ton of it and then only eat a cup. Like, she got those big tubs of cheese balls at the warehouse stores. Yeah. A bunch of them.
Oh, God.
Her husband opened the pantry and he's like, what are we selling them? Like, what the hell? And she only had a couple handfuls out of one. And he was like, gosh dang it, now I'm going to eat them. So, I mean, like, she just had things. And she didn't learn from that. Every single thing, licorice. Then there was a pile of licorice.
Yum.
I mean, whatever it was she craved, there was piles of it.
Yeah,
and she didn't finish it.
For over the, I don't know, that 4 to 5 week span where it was really out of control for me, I started to, it was because I would crave, I wouldn't just be hungry, I would crave specific things, like one of the three kind of pretzels I've talked about, or a Ruffles combination with dips and things like that. And so I started to make sure I didn't want to ever be hungry and crave the food and go, damn it!
Yeah!
I'm out of dip! Right? Why didn't I buy the backup dip bottle? But now so yesterday I was making a store list, and I was still writing down.
Oh,
and I'm like, wait a minute, do I really need another bottle of dip? Because look,
it's all gonna expire now.
Chips and dip. I'm good with the, you know, the they sell it in the jar, the chip aisle thing. That's good, fine. I mean, okay, I got a half full one. It'll just expire. Anyways, look, I got to read this email from Chris because he's writing under the guise of normal. When I'm back to normal, my wife and I are not. We don't have these. We don't eat giant portions. We kind of eat like 3 to 5 times a day, but they're smaller portions. That's just normal for both of us. But we do find ourselves a lot. We go out and you get that awkward thing. It's for her. She's still self conscious about it. Where you eat less than half your plate, and then the restaurant's always like, "Oh, did you not like it?" She's like, "No, I don't have a big. I'll take it home because I want to."
Oh, but then those times you don't want to take it home, they really think you didn't like it.
Yeah, and it's like,
you're like, "No, I just
no." We're going out for 3 hours. We're going to a concert. I don't want the or she doesn't like leftover fish or whatever. It's like, stop. Yeah. So. Christopher says, Rob, you normally have a small appetite, spelled totally wrong.
What?
Not, I mean, appetite.
Oh, I thought small.
One or two P's.
One P and A. It's appetite, really.
I was thinking, how did he mess up small?
I mean, it's...
You smell it, S-M-O-L.
I'm just wondering, he says, do you ever go to buffets or do you find it a waste of money for you? Waste is also spelled wrong. Use the wrong version.
No, it's okay.
Also, with your new appetite, spelled wrong again, do you think you'll try any of the buffets in Las Vegas? So he's going back to the with the new appetite. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so first of all, my wife and I love buffets in Las Vegas, particularly breakfast buffets. It is absolutely a waste of money. We both know it. Fortunately, we have the money to waste. We know we are robbing ourselves of our own hard-earned cash.
Yeah, you all should not be in a buffet. You're not even gonna fit. You're gonna get half a plate.
And with my newfound appetite, will we try any of the buffet in Las Vegas? Well, that's already been answered before. We have half a dozen buffets in Las Vegas we love. We go to them. It's a waste of our money. It's our money. We can do what we want with it. So blank you.
I do need to point out, because the former disordered person in me, was when it came to you're saying you're weighing in tomorrow. Tomorrow's a Wednesday. Weigh-in day's Friday for you. That tells your true weight, and you have to wear the same outfit. So whatever you weigh tomorrow.
Why does it have to be Friday?
You weighed in on a Friday.
You weighed
time.
In on a Friday.
Oh, previous
God's
good.
Sake.
You have weigh-in days.
Jesus, that is.
If your weigh-in days a Friday, your weigh-in days a Friday. Because you're way different on a Wednesday than you do on a Friday. Trust me.
Hey.
Been there, done that for a million years.
Cool. I mean, thank you for that insight into how just, disturbing this all
but
is.
But if it says you weigh more, don't believe it. Because it
Dawn. I don't care what
I know
says.
You don't care.
and I know we have to point out these things as we've been doing so that people with this real these issues hopefully kind of go, okay, I am overdoing it a little, but
hopefully it was that easy for them.
I will tell you this, and this is not body dysmorphia, weight obsession. This is my never ending commitment to this show. I mean, my wife constantly is like, you're seriously fact-checking that? I'm like, yes, I've got to know that I've got this right. Or she'll see me doing something, and I'll explain it. She's like, you really kind of overdo it.
Oh, yeah.
So this is what I've done. I actually did weigh three other pairs of shoes compared to the ones that I wore the first two times to make sure that of my outfit
Perfect.
Options tomorrow
Good.
Because of things I have scheduled. Well,
oh.
I have found so any of the four pairs that I wear tomorrow will weigh the exact same amount as the shoes. And from there, you're just talking jeans and a sweatshirt.
Shoes make a huge difference. Jewelry.
It'll be the same.
Things.
Just my Rolex and my cell phone in my pocket will still be there. So I did do that.
Sorry. ADHD moment. A squirrel. Yeah, you said something about fact checking. That's where my mind got stuck. And I'm trying to fact check some stories for the Kyle's Corner that's happening on members at members.com.
RadRadio.com.
Thank you.
Yes,
yeah,
on
for
Rad
the
Rad TV.
TV series. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm going through these websites. And I'm like, I don't know if any of these stories are real or not because they're from like a faith-based thing. And I don't know if they've messed around with anything.
Right.
So how do you go back and check? Do you have like a website where you go to that has ChatGPT smartness and you plug it in and it goes, oh, it's real.
Yeah,
it's a real thing.
It is exhausting. And everybody remember, first of all, ChatGPT is only updated through 2022. It's not even current. Secondly, all AI is written by human beings. You're absolutely smart to start be thinking, now, wait a minute. I'm getting this from a right or left wing perspective. This is why it's so exhausting, is that there is no absolutely. Snopes is totally bogus. Snopes and their fact checking. This is a fact. This isn't a fact. What you do is you wind up using common sense. And if you really care, comparing those that I prefer the actual extremist sites. Because you compare them and you figure out where the middle is, and that's almost always the truth.
Oh.
But it is exhausting when you're really trying to fact check things like that. With that said, we've got to get to Master of Movies. We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. Plus, you win those tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing Friday morning. To have your tickets, which are already great, upgraded to the front row. For Master of Movies, we will play a clip from a movie. You have to tell us the title of the movie and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the movie, it droplets everywhere and no winner.
We need a winner.
888-989-9811 for Master of Movies.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.